You are listening to the Ivy Podcast. Learn from the thought leaders in areas of strategy, innovation, negotiation, and all things leadership. We interview the Ivy League, Fortune 100, and top startups. Now, here's your host, John Carcy-Baev.
Hi, John. I'm Maurice Fuller, and I'm the founder of Staffing Tech.
Excellent, Maurice. Thanks so much for finding time to talk to us today. I know we've been planning this episode for quite some time, and I'm excited to talk to you because as a staffing organization, we follow closely staffing track. So I was curious to get more insights from you. Can you tell us a little bit more about the company? What problem are you guys solving through your services and the products? And, you know, the other part I'm curious about, what motivated you to launch this staffing track?
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm super passionate about staffing technology and using technology to help staffing firms grow their businesses faster and deliver better services to their customers. And I've been working with staffing technology for over 20 years now. And I'd say the first 15 years, I saw a lot of incremental change and improvement in staffing tech. But the last 5 years, we've really seen an acceleration in the range of solutions. And so we were founded to help staffing firms with their digital transformations of their business. And we're focused on educating staffing firm leaders on solutions, helping them with their roadmap. We're also helping to connect them with the right solutions so that they can digitally transform successfully. And we're doing that through our virtual conference. And I also do that through consulting services that I provide to staffing firm leaders to advise them on technologies that they should be investing in, the order in which they should be investing, and also how to implement and change management.
That's excellent and so relevant to the, especially to the current markets, you know, current industry in general, and us, you know, as ProSource, we're, you know, at the end of the day, we're staffing organizations. So a lot of things that you're talking about, they resonate. So I'm curious to take that a little bit further from your standpoint. How should staffing leaders think about the future of their staffing business? We talk about this on a daily basis, and we're looking for ways to innovate. We're looking for ways to take our company to the next level when it comes to, you know, not only serving our clients, but also the, you know, the candidates and the job seekers. Curious to get your perspective on that.
Yeah, so you're right at the cutting edge of the staffing industry, and you guys have been doing a great job of staying on top of the technological trends, and that's why you're going to succeed. As the industry evolves, staffing firms, which have traditionally been collections of people delivering services aided by computers, will transform into technology firms where humans only become involved in staffing processes on an exception basis. And so staffing firms will increasingly look like organizations like Uber or Lyft. Those are great models for what the future is going to look like. They'll become increasingly Amazon-like and eBay-like. There'll be more and more cloud-driven. But for the buyers of staffing services, ultimately that's who we're serving, are the buyers. They're going to benefit hugely because we're going to be able to deliver better services faster and less expensively. Our temporary employees will benefit because they'll have a lot more opportunities. We're going to be able to engage with them more effectively. And the other way that leaders should think about it is that we're in a period of acceleration of change. So in this decade, we're going to see at least twice as much change technologically as we just experienced in the previous decade, maybe more than that. So we should be prepared for significant change and think about how that's going to affect our business. Staffing firms will be highly automated. We're going to see automation everywhere. And it's really going to impact how we manage our organizations. With humans working side by side with bots to get work done. And it's not just in our industry, we're gonna see that everywhere as RPA really takes hold. And Microsoft, for example, is making huge investments in RPA. We're gonna see that market for RPA tools increase tenfold over the next 5 years. Amazon, for example, staffing firms are going to become increasingly Amazon-like. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is that previously, for all the things that I've purchased at Amazon over the last 20 years, I would have gone to a retail store, I would have engaged with a human being, I would have had thousands and thousands of conversations with different people during that purchasing process. But in the entire time I've been an Amazon customer, I've only spoken to an Amazon employee once. And that was a great call. It might as well have been somebody at Nordstrom. They did a great job of engaging with me and resolving the issue that I had. So the same thing is true. We think of ourselves as being in the people business, but that doesn't mean that an actual human being has to be the one engaging with a customer or a candidate. As long as we're providing a service and the customer feels like they're being properly served, whether it's through a human or a bot, that customer is being taken care of. The other thing is scalable cloud operations. In the past, we've solved problems in the staffing industry by adding more human beings. Oftentimes, it's funny because we're in the staffing business and we tend to think about solving our own internal problems by adding more humans. But really, as we move into the scalable future, more and more of the scale problems are going to be solved through automation and through automations and robotics that enable us to scale efficiently. We should also think about disruption and how our firms are likely to be disrupted by the way our customers buy services, which will become increasingly sophisticated in the future, but also by competitors that are using better technology. And some of the technologies that are coming into play, such as mobile and autonomous staffing, are having dramatic improvements in efficiencies, such that I think it's going to lead to a consolidation within our industry. So you think about Uber and Lyft and how they've consolidated a huge industry that was previously served by hundreds or thousands of different taxi services. Now, Uber and Lyft have captured a huge amount of market share, just two firms. So I'm not saying we're going to see a consolidation like that, but we'll certainly see fewer staffing firms in the future, and those that remain will be significantly better in terms of serving their customers. And also speed. Our services are going to become much faster in terms of how we deliver services to our customers. And lastly, quality. So the quality that we're delivering to our customers will certainly improve in terms of how we are able to attract candidates and how we are able to perform and deliver against our customers' requirements.
Right, that's exciting. And you've mentioned a lot about, you know, leverage of advanced technologies or other, you know, technology solutions when it comes to staffing. When we talk about, you know, RPA, AI, machine learning, or other advanced technologies, they're reinventing, you know, many industries as a whole, and staffing is not an exception. How do you think these trends will impact our industry from innovation standpoint? And what are your thoughts on the best strategies to adopt such technologies? Because those are sexy trends. Those are, you know, those are keywords that, you know, we hear a lot, especially these days. But when it comes to the actual practical implementation, it's a different story. So just curious to get your take on that.
Yeah, that's an interesting question because there's so much innovation that's happening. And essentially staffing firms are transitioning from doing a lot of work manually to doing it in a highly automated fashion. And so there's so much work to do to transition us in that process. And we issue a report, top 10 staffing technology trends for 2020. And we listed these trends that I think are strategic for the next 3 years, including mobile apps, conversational systems and chatbots, AI and machine learning, digital marketing, enterprise BI, advanced messaging and communications, robotic process automation, digital engagement, autonomous staffing, and blockchain. And so the challenge for staffing firm leaders is there is so much there that where do you begin? Where do you begin your digital transformation journey? Where do you begin your automation journey? You know, recently I was working with a customer and we were looking at opportunities for robotic process automation. And within 15 minutes, we came up with a list of 40, 50 automation opportunities. And I'm sure if we had let that conversation continue, we would have reached 100, 150 different automations. Well, you can only implement those automations one at a time, and you have limited resources to implement those automations. So how do you begin? Where do you begin when you have a list of over 100 automations, and then you have dozens of other initiatives that you want to pursue? Which one do you start with first? And, you know, it's sort of like building blocks. Which technologies need to build upon others? So it's a complex question, and staffing firm leaders, I find, are overwhelmed sometimes by all the choices. And that's oftentimes where I step in to help make sense of all the different choices and help organize based on technology and based on return on investment, and also aligning these investments with the overall firm strategy. But I would say in general, the ones that are really stand out technologies are robotic process automation, mobile apps, chatbots. We're seeing a lot of gains in those areas right now.
Right, right, absolutely. And furthermore, from your standpoint, what risks shall be of consideration for staffing firms when it comes to, you know, continuous evolution of these advanced technologies, such as, you know, a little bit more advanced than RPA, you know, AI and machine learning? Mm-hmm. How can staffing firms prepare themselves better in order to, you know, not get the core of the operations be automated through advanced technologies? Because I'm sure there's, you know, a lot of the client companies who, you know, could be very advanced technology organization looking at ways even to automate certain functions such as staffing and recruiting. Curious to get your take on that.
I think the biggest risk is that staffing firms don't lean into technology enough, and that they start accumulating technology debt. So certainly when you adopt RPA, you will make mistakes along the way, but the greater risk is that they don't adopt RPA soon enough. And the future is hundreds of bots running your staffing business. Some of these bots you'll get out of the box, but most you'll need to code up yourself. And there's really no shortcuts. You need to get started on this journey of coding up these bots and get experience with them. And the longer that we wait, the more technical debt will be accumulated. So the firms that are adopting automation, for example, are seeing significant gains. It's really interesting. Some firms are becoming really kind of secretive about this because they're really thrilled about the results they're seeing. But we've got some great platforms from HearFish, Sense, TextUS, UiPath, OnTask, to help us with that automation journey. And it's all about streamlining operations, filling orders faster, and moving on that journey toward what we call autonomous staffing, which is where job orders are filled without any recruiter intervention. And we see that as a huge trend. Just like Uber and Lyft, all of those orders, you know, when a customer requests a ride, there's no recruiter involved. That entire transaction is handled autonomously. And we're going to see more and more of that as we progress through this decade.
Right, absolutely. And when we talk about these different technologies, you know, for staffing, mobile definitely comes to mind, you know, when we talk about whether that's a mobile application for a staffing firm to track their, you know, the performance in their KPIs, or whether that's mobile technology for, you know, for assessments and interviews. What are your thoughts on just in general mobile apps for staffing? What are you seeing kind of more advanced staffing firms leverage these days? What are the kind of the undiscovered gems out there?
Yeah, I think mobile apps is a huge trend. I've been in the staffing technology area for 20 years, as I mentioned earlier, and my entire career has been about incremental gains, getting 2% improvement here, 5% there, maybe 10% or 0.5%, and then stacking all of those incremental gains together. But I've never seen anything like mobile before, where we've seen sort of a step function improvement in performance and efficiency. So customers that are using mobile are seeing sometimes 2 or 3x improvements in recruiter efficiency and sales efficiency in terms of number of hours billed. it's rare that we see that. I haven't seen that in the last, you know, several decades, and I don't expect to see another big leap like that anytime in the future again. So this is really one of the biggest drivers of productivity gains. It's going to speed up placements. Right now, when we get a job order in, we think about placing candidates in days or in some cases hours. But with mobile, we're talking about minutes and even seconds. Some of the firms that are involved in mobile are talking about placements that are happening in less than a minute, just like you would with Uber or Lyft. So there are a number of players in this space. Bullhorn has TempBuddy. There's Workin, TimeSaved, ShiftGig, NextCrew, StaffUp. All these companies are very deeply involved in bringing mobile capabilities to the staffing industry. So I think the future of staffing is going to look more and more like Lyft and Uber, where the mobile app is right at the fingertips of our clients and our customers. TrueBlue has been very active in this space. They're right at the cutting edge of this, and it's really had a big impact on their business.
Those are great examples, and thank you for providing that. For our listeners, we'll list out some of these recommendations by Maurice in the episode notes. When it comes to innovation, especially during current times, what strategies or tools are you researching or investing in order to come up with creative ways to solve problems for your clients? You mentioned you work with a lot of different staffing organizations. Mm. I'm curious to get your perspective or more kind of insight or even a case study that's where you used a particular strategy or technology that helped your client to succeed in a particular space.
Yeah, it's interesting because there are so many options available now that the challenge isn't so much technology. It's more about deciding what technologies to invest in and what order. And it's also about change management. And also it's about aligning the entire organization around significant change. So staffing firms in general are not used to the kind of change that technology firms go through. Technology firms, software firms, they're used to change. That's their bread and butter. Staffing firms traditionally have been very tactically focused and not necessarily strategically focused on a vision, especially a multi-year vision for improving their tech stack. And so when I work with clients, it's really about looking at hundreds of different options and exploring the ROI for these different options and determining the right order. But it's also about bringing vision to that organization, sort of top-down vision in terms of what the future will look like for that staffing firm, and then aligning everyone around a common vision. And people understanding within the organization their role in pursuing that vision, and also people understanding within the organization that technology is not a threat to their jobs. Technology will enable them to do their jobs better, more efficiently, and they will enjoy their work more once it's increasingly technologically enabled. So I think more and more staffing firms are going to be moving toward innovation cycles and innovation processes like Agile and Scrum, and having 2-3-4 week innovation cycles to improve their tech stack systematically. Also, we're seeing more and more staffing firms that are assigning chief digital transformation officers who own that digital transformation. We're also seeing CIOs playing a really huge role in that digital transformation. But I think it really starts from the top and having a vision for how the staffing firm will evolve digitally.
Yeah, absolutely. And that makes sense, especially for, staffing firms that service information technology space, because at the end of the day, you're out there recruiting, you're out there trying to provide, the workforce that will deliver value for these organizations. So you have to be ahead of the game to understand what are the different trends, what are the different technologies, whether you mentioned some software development methodologies, Agile, Scrum, these are just some of the examples of how these staffing firms can succeed in this market. Yep. And I've seen some practical, you know, implementation of such strategies, such as, you know, like at ProSource, one of the reasons I really joined this company is because the overall strategy resonated well with me in terms of hiring the actual practitioners from this space, because I come from the other side of the table where I've led, you know, technology teams for different organizations. And that makes it, you know, easier for me to have the conversations with potential customers or the candidates when it comes to technology, when it comes to development, when it comes to just, you know, in general, to build that relationship up front.
Yep, that makes sense.
From the other standpoint, what strategies have you seen to be more effective than the other when it comes to attracting the top talent that the staffing firms should utilize when delivering for their clients? Obviously, everyone is going the traditional route, but have you seen any organizations that take kind of creative approach to getting very niche skill set that's extremely hard to find and target that?
Yeah, so it's interesting as technology becomes more and more prominent within staffing firms, and as we transform digitally and become tech firms, marketing is playing a bigger and bigger role in attracting candidates and also attracting clients. So historically, marketing hasn't played a significant role with staffing firms, but that's changing, and marketing is playing a critical role. You mentioned, so for example, niche candidates. Understanding where these pools of candidates exist and how to find them is becoming more and more of a marketing challenge. And also using marketing methods to engage with those candidates and attract them is all about technology. So there's a whole bunch of methods I would mention, but first and foremost, I would say starting with a great website. Staffing firms need to have a modern website, and websites have changed dramatically in the last decade. And when I look at companies that are at the cutting edge of recruitment websites, it's astonishing what they're doing. The other area is in apply. That apply process from the job posting to applying for a job within the ATS is becoming increasingly streamlined. So if there's any friction in that process, you will lose candidates. So there are companies, for example, JobSync, that are actively involved in streamlining that process and making it easy for candidates to apply. I think that we're seeing a lot of development in the area of programmatic advertising. Programmatic meaning making decisions about where to advertise, but also how much to bid, for example, on Indeed. Interestingly, Indeed itself is getting into the programmatic advertising game, and that's going to be a very interesting new development. Recruitment job boards are important, and there's some job boards that are really transforming the very definition of a job board. So there's a company called JobCase, which is focused on hourly workers, and they have a really interesting business model where it's sort of a combination of social and community and job postings and data, being able to target candidates very accurately by geo and by skill set. And they, I think, are very much at the cutting edge of what it means to be a job board today. Certainly mobile, having a mobile relationship with the candidates that you're serving is super important. And you can fill orders very quickly if you've got a pool of candidates that are associated with your mobile applications. And chatbots are certainly having a huge influence on the speed at which recruiting can be performed. So when candidates respond to job postings, you can immediately engage with them, set up interviews with recruiters, with candidates that are properly qualified, and accelerate that entire process. So it's really an exciting time to be in the staffing business right now, but more and more of that sourcing function is being driven by technology, digital marketing technology, and automation.
Yeah, I love these recommendations, you know, and just something as simple as your front, you know, web presence, your website. I think it's just like you mentioned, staffing in general, I think, has not been so concerned about that. But these days, you know, especially, you know, if you're operating in information technology space, you definitely need to be on the same level as the clients that you're serving. Because at the end of the day, also the candidate experience for them to be able to apply, whether that's through mobile application or even through your website with just a couple of clicks, I think that goes a long way to say kind of the type of, you know, the caliber of you serving, the caliber, the service you provide. So I can definitely relate to a lot of the recommendations that you're providing.
Yeah. And in that sense, there's several companies I want to call out that are doing a great job. JXT is a firm that specializes just in websites for recruiting firms. Staffing Future, same thing. And then there's three agencies in our industry, Parca, which specializes in this area, ClearEdge, which has a team that builds websites, and Haley Marketing as well. And I think more and more staffing firms are going to be working with external firms for their website technology, but also working with external marketing agencies to amplify their marketing efforts.
Right, right. Absolutely. Definitely looking forward to check out some of these recommendations. Thank you for providing that. Maurice, last but not least, curious, what are you currently reading? And what is one book that you always recommend to others, and why is that?
Sure. Yeah, it's an interesting question because I'm always reading probably 40, 50 books at any given time, little bits and pieces of those books. But I think the areas that staffing firm leaders should be reading these days is around innovation, leading innovation, around the acceleration of change, and also disruption. So one of the books I picked up recently I really love is called The Innovation Stack by Jim McKelvey, who is a co-founder of Square along with Jack Dorsey. And he talks about the core innovations and the DNA that comprise Square, but he also looks at other firms as well, like Southwest Airlines, and he looks at the collection of innovations that makes these firms successful. So this idea of an innovation stack is something that I think staffing firms should consider when they are building out their technology strategy. The second book I always recommend, especially to younger people, is called The 80-20 Principle by Richard Koch. And it's about nonlinearity. And it's this idea that the world is inherently nonlinear and that certain forces have an outsized influence over others. And so in the context of staffing, certain technologies definitely have an outsized influence. And we mentioned some of those earlier, like mobile apps and robotic process automation. And the last one is about disruption. And it's a book called The Disruptor's Feast by Fritz Van Passion. And he talks about the acceleration of change and globalization. And it's about being the disruptor instead of being the staffing firm that's disrupted. And I think staffing firm leaders should assume that their businesses will be disrupted, not just by savvy competitors, but by buyers of our services. So think about all the change that we've been through this year, massive change. Well, imagine a world where this is commonplace, where the amount of change that we just went through, several years of digital transformation just in the span of 6 months, imagine if this were to continue on throughout this decade, how would that change our businesses? I think we need to be prepared for a future where change happens at an accelerating pace.
Love it. Love these recommendations. Definitely going to make, you know, notes and add them to the long list of the books that I'm trying to read, because I get a lot of the recommendations and I'm excited about those, because the staffing is, you know, staffing is my passion. Staffing is where I operate these days. So I'm very excited. Maurice, can't thank you enough for, you know, this very short but very, you know, insightful conversation. a lot of great recommendations and, you know, some practical advice for a lot of the, you know, a lot of us in the staffing industry. I'm definitely looking forward to staying in touch with you and doing another episode and maybe in a couple of years to see how much had transpired, how much had changed in our industry, and kind of get your perspective on that.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I can't even imagine what that's going to be like 2-3 years from now, but it's an exciting future, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's ahead.
Thank you for listening to the Ivy Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our RSS feed on ivypodcast.com and all major podcasting platforms like Spotify and iTunes. As always, if you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a rating on iTunes.